The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a pretty strong theme underlying the readings that we have today, and this is the sense of the kingdom of God coming, of course, in power and glory, the death and resurrection of Jesus, but the kingdom of God being inaugurated by the suffering and death of Jesus, and so being implemented by the suffering in charity of his disciples. Okay, so That's the lesson for today. Okay, if you want to hold on to something, it's that suffer well. Okay, so we suffer well. Okay, well, and perhaps more importantly than that is to act out of charity. Okay, act out of charity and be willing to suffer for the cause. Okay, this is perhaps the whole of Christian life. I like to do that as a preacher, so I'm kind of hesitant to say, this is everything, okay? Because I say that all the time, but this is everything. we're going to love. We're going to be inspired, in fact, by the love of God, by his own life of love at work in us and working through us. And then we're going to commit ourselves to every work of love imaginable, every work of charity imaginable. And then as we go out there and love the world into life, we will suffer. Okay, that's not a messy accident, okay? Like just as you look at Jesus, say, I really wish that didn't have to happen. You know, it's like, well, this was the plan, actually. The defeat of death by death, right? The defeat of injustice by suffering injustice well. You know, this is a challenge for us. Right, by adhering to Jesus in all things, and by not being willing to give up our relationship with him for anything, and which makes, of course, our relationship with him all the more strong. Right, so we have, again, we're in a farewell discourse in the Gospel of John, and we receive really such a great, beautiful promise from Jesus, as he says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." You know, we often settle for like a second-rate version of this. You know, if it's like, okay, yeah, you know, how are things going? Things are going okay. It's like this, the answer, right? We're going to pass each other in the street. How are things going? Yeah. Things are okay, you know. Is that good enough? We have troubles and we have fears, but we're managing them. You know, we're managing them well. Okay, but this is not the peace of Christ. This is not the great promise that we're receiving, right? Not as the world gives do I give it to you, right? So this is not something then, say, simply manufactured. It's not something that we can say, okay, well, yeah, I got all these challenges, got all these things that otherwise give me anxiety and what. But you know, for the time being, they're manageable. But this is not it. What we're talking about is the breath of life of God Himself, right? God is just as He breathed into Adam's nostrils. Love that one because I find it totally repulsive and disgusting. But I love it because it's like the closeness of intimacy of God with Adam, right? So, and Jesus then is, you know, breathing on his apostles in the upper room, giving them peace, giving them the commission to go and forgive sins, right? God is that close to us. He wants us to breathe his breath. That's how close God is to us. And when we breathe his breath, when we breathe the breath of God, when we breathe the power of heaven, we have peace. We have peace. And it's more than just like, okay, things are relatively settled. You know, I don't have to keep my eye on this issue or that problem or this challenge or whatever because, yeah, okay, I feel pretty good about the way things are going. No, it's that in the midst of the world's chaos and confusion, we have the breath of life at work in us and working through us. So we have peace by virtue of our being restored to right relationship with God. And then we're animated and sustained by his own life of love to be peace bringers in the spaces that he sends us. So we have to have, in that sense, a tremendous amount of that particular fruit in order to do it. How can we bring peace to the world? We don't have real peace in ourselves or even overflowing peace in ourselves, right? By virtue of our being in lockstep with God here. Do not, this is the command. Okay, so I know, right? We all like commandments, don't we? Yeah, don't we all like commandments? Internet's having none of it this morning. Okay, so yeah. She's like, just hurry up, okay? Yeah, okay, I will. No, now she's giving me the real evil, the evil eye. This is going bad. It's going south. Okay, we all love commandments, yeah? Because you all want to follow the commandments, right? You want to, yeah, we're morally upstanding people, right? We're good people. You're all good people. You haven't killed anybody, right? Okay, so this is a commandment, isn't it? Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Okay? Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. So what is it here? It's not, say, a simple commandment in the sense that there's a responsibility that is enjoined on us as a result of the gift that we're being given by God. So Jesus is giving us peace. So he's giving us peace. He's the one who's taking the initiative again, right? He's the one who's leaning in. You thought you were leaning in, but he's the one who's leaning in. And he's saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. So I have to live so as to preserve the gift of peace that he's giving us by virtue of that restored relationship. So we have to plug in to heaven. We have to plug into the life of God now. We have to plug into his own life of charity, his own life of generosity, and then become conduits of the same. This is how we live the life by which our hearts are not troubled or afraid. It's troubles and it's fear that snuff out the life of God in us. Okay, and we could go back and read the parable of the sower if you want today for extra credit. Okay, but this is it, right? Troubles, fear, the anxieties of the world, and so on and so forth. No, we cannot succumb there. We have to be people of God, children of God, and people of peace. Not only that we find that God is giving us that gift, but that we are being agents of that gift to the world. That's how we preserve it. We preserve charity, right? We preserve charity by being active in charity. We don't get to receive the life of God and think we can simply cling to it, hold on to it, as it were, store it up for ourselves. No, we're made to be vehicles of his grace, of his charity. And that's how we maintain the peace that he gives us. And here we see, okay, he's going to the Father. And he's going to the Father in order to overcome the foreign powers, as it were, our enemies that enslave us, and in defeating those powers, the powers of darkness, he brings light and enlightens us, right? Lights up our lives, so that we can bring this great same message and promise to life where we are, to the world. So this is our challenge for today, right? This is perhaps one of the steeper challenges in all of the scriptures, is to be set in peace by Jesus, to receive his peace, to be say put to rights by him as we offer our hearts and lives in worship of the true and living God. and receiving his own peace, receiving his own life of love, to not allow ourselves to be, say, pulled off course, and to not allow our hearts to be troubled or afraid, but to persevere in faith and hope and charity today.